All right, folks, welcome back to The Stoic Life, How to Build Calm Confidence. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving headfirst into a monster that's probably lurking in the shadows of your mind. Procrastination. Yeah, the sneaky little gremlin whispering sweet nothings about Netflix binges and reorganizing your sock drawer when you should be crushing those goals. Ever felt like you have a million things you want to do but somehow find yourself stuck staring at the ceiling instead? You know that feeling when inspiration strikes but motivation takes a permanent vacation? Well, buckle up because we're about to slay this procrastination dragon together. First things first, let's acknowledge that procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often fear disguised as something more innocent. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, even fear of success itself, those anxieties can send us running for cover in a comfort zone. But here's the thing. Staying stuck is a lot scarier than taking a leap of faith. Think about it, what if you were to actually conquer that mountain you've been eyeing? What if you finally started that business you've dreamt about? The possibilities are endless, but the only way to unlock them is by taking action, even if it feels terrifying at first. So, how do we overcome this procrastination beast? Here's the blueprint. Number 1. Break it down. Ever try tackling a giant jigsaw puzzle all at once? Yeah, it's overwhelming. 10 goals for your big dreams. Break them into smaller, manageable chunks. Suddenly, that daunting project becomes a series of achievable steps. It's like leveling up in a video game. Each small victory builds momentum and fuels your confidence to tackle the next challenge. Number 2. Embrace the suck. Let's face it, starting something new often feels like wading through mud. But guess what? The feeling rarely lasts forever. There will be moments where you just want to quit, but that's when the real magic happens. Pushing through those uncomfortable patches builds resilience and grit, qualities that are essential for achieving anything worthwhile. Think of it as a mental workout. The more you challenge yourself, the stronger you become. Number 3. Find your peak productivity zone. Are you a morning person who wakes up bursting with energy? Or do you find your creative flow late at night? Figure out when you're most focused and schedule your most important tasks for those times. It's like having a secret weapon, utilizing your natural rhythms to maximize your output. Number 4. Eliminate distractions. We live in a world of constant notifications and temptations. To truly focus, you need to create a distraction-free zone. Put your phone on silent, close unnecessary tabs, and let your friends and family know that you're entering deep work mode. Sometimes, the most productive thing you can do is simply unplug from everything else for a while. Number 5. Celebrate small wins. It's easy to get caught up in the end goal and forget to appreciate the journey. But remember, progress isn't always linear. Celebrate every milestone, no matter how small. Did you finish that chapter? Awesome. Did you finally tackle that pile of laundry? High five. These little victories keep you motivated and remind you that you're actually making headway. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who dreams of publishing her novel. She's got the words, the passion, but she gets stuck in the cycle of procrastination. She'll spend hours browsing online, watching TV, anything to avoid facing that blank page. But then, she listens to an episode of The Stoic Life, cue shameless plug, and something clicks. She starts breaking down her novel into manageable chapters, schedules dedicated writing time, and rewards herself for reaching those milestones. Slowly but surely, she makes progress, one chapter at a time. And guess what? She actually finishes her manuscript. See, it's not magic, folks. It's about taking action, building momentum, and celebrating the journey. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Now go out there and conquer that procrastination beast one step at a time. So, what's the takeaway? Procrastination is often fear in disguise. Break down big goals into manageable steps. Find your peak productivity zone and embrace those moments. Eliminate distractions and create a focused environment. Celebrate every small win along the way. Don't forget, you've got this. The world needs your unique talents and contributions. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom together. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes packed with practical tools for building a calmer, more confident life. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.